This is the Daily Treasure podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. I'm Sharon Betters, and it is such a privilege for me to join you for these few minutes. Our vision at Mark Inc. is to offer help and hope, especially to hurting people, to energize, equip, and enable through Scripture each of us to walk by faith wherever God is leading us. Today's devotional is called Rising Early in the Morning, and today's treasure is from Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. The first chapter of Mark in the Bible describes an incredible pouring out of emotional, physical, and spiritual energy from the life of Jesus. He chose his disciples, taught in the synagogue, healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law, and many others. Surely Jesus needed to sleep in and recover from such an emptying of energy. Yet Mark tells us Jesus rose very early in the morning while it was still dark. He found a desolate place where he could be alone, and there he prayed. In our first devotional this week, we find Jesus praying all night before he chose his disciples. Now we see him rising early in the morning to pray after an exhausting time of ministry. When Peter finds him, he tells Jesus that people are waiting. But what Peter does not know is that God, the Father of Jesus, has given his son different marching orders for that day. Instead of assuming that he would continue to heal and teach in Galilee, Jesus asks his father for direction. And Jesus once more demonstrates that he did not come to do his will, but he came to do his Father's will. How confusing to the disciples, yet each day they were with Jesus taught them dependence on the Father. This is such a beautiful passage that gives us direction on how to approach our daily lives as well. Friends, how do you demonstrate your dependence on your Heavenly Father? There is no set in stone plan for a devotional life that leads to intimacy with God. Jesus models several ways to cultivate intimacy with our Lord. One time he stays up all night to pray. Another time he rises early in the morning. What comes through is that Jesus' relationship to his Father was not relegated to one time of day. He pushed all of life through the grid of dependence on God the Father. Do you have a devotional life? I suggest that if not, you start by praying before you rise. Give your day to the Lord before you put your feet on the floor. Ask him to remind you of his presence and desire to shine through your life. If time is short, listen to worship music while you dress, or a sermon or Christian broadcast on your way to work or school. Ask the Lord to speak his truth through such messages. Pray before reading a devotional like My Utmost for His Highest, or Streams in the Desert, or Daily Treasure, asking the Lord to give you one thought or one promise that will help with a need in your day. Friends, the time to build this foundation into your life is now, before calamity strikes. Make time with your Father a priority that becomes a habit, not easily broken. And Father, we are so grateful that you are available to us 24/7. You invite us to come, whether it's early in the morning or late at night or in the middle of the day. You are there with us, keeping the promise of your presence. Thank you, Father, for your love and your faithfulness. Thank you so much, friends, for joining us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And I am overwhelmed by the power of Scripture to not only help turn our hearts for Jesus, but also to guide us in our daily life. And I pray that this series is doing that for you through the power of God's word. Friends, thanks so much for joining us on our pilgrimage fueled by hope. And I hope that you are passing on to others the hope that God is giving to you through the Scriptures, whether it's by passing on this devotional, leaving a review, helping others to find it, passing it on to a friend, a scripture that you heard today. We just want to know that God is using these devotions to help turn our hearts toward Jesus and to equip us to walk by faith. And you can help another person do that by passing on this devotional. We also hope that you will go to helpandhopenow.org to subscribe to our e-news In our e-news, it's a monthly e-news, we update you on all the different resources that we are producing, and we also often include a short devotional. And when you do, go to helpandhopenow.org to subscribe to the e-news. We're going to send you a PDF of the poem Callback. And if you've been around Daily Treasure for any length of time, you're familiar with that poem, Call Back. It's a clarion call for us to share with others the comfort that God has given to us, especially in those hard places of life. So again, go to helpandhopenow.org, subscribe to the e-news, and we'll be sending you that free PDF of Call Back. I'm Sharon Betters. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember to share with others the light of Jesus. Who knows, you could be touching the heart of someone who is in desperate need of hope.